This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
His name is Matt Harding. The website is wherethehellismatt.com. The activity is dancing. And the location is planet Earth. Matt Harding joins us on the long line from his home in California. Where exactly are you, Matt?
Actually, Seattle, Washington.
Seattle. I'm sorry. I don't know why I thought San Francisco. And is that where you're from? Or did you move out there for work? Or?
I grew up on the East Coast in Connecticut, and I've lived in Seattle for about 3 years.
Fantastic. Now, Matt, I've really been looking forward to talking to you because I have to say I'm a fan of YouTube. So, and for the folks who don't know YouTube, I don't know how to help you. you got to get on the internet and go to you, as in Y-O-U, tube, T-U-B-E, YouTube, and check it out. And that's where I, one of many hundreds of thousands of people who saw this film that Matt Harding made as he danced around the world. And Matt, tell us the story. What, for folks who have no idea, that you've created one of the most popular online movies, online videos that has become truly passed around all around the world. I mean, you have all people all over the world who are watching this movie that you made. And I have to say, the first time I saw it, I just got goosebumps, and I don't know why, but it was really, really quite moving and beautiful. Tell folks what it is. What are we talking about?
Well, a few years ago, I was working at my job, and I just did this dance. The dance is something I've always done. I would do it to annoy my coworkers. I just kind of hover over their desk when it was time to go to lunch and be like, come on, dancing over their shoulders. And I left that job on a six-month trip around the world. And a couple months into the trip, I was traveling with one of my former coworkers. We were in Vietnam. And he said, hey, you should do that stupid dance you used to do here, and I'll record it with your camera. And so we did that. We did it in the streets of Hanoi. And it turned out really funny, so I kept doing it everywhere else I went on the trip, and then put it all together in a video when I got home.
And, of course, that's the first video, and you put that, I'm guessing you put that up on YouTube, or you put it, and it found its way to YouTube. And,
well, that was in the ancient year of 2005, when YouTube barely existed. And so at the time, early last year, I just put it on my website, and other people found it, and it started getting passed around. I really didn't do much of anything other than putting it up.
And then that was the first one, and then all of a sudden, a company comes to you and says, "Hey, you want to do it again? We'll send you around the world again."
Yeah, a few months later, Stride Gum contacted me, and they were launching their product about a month ago. It ended up coming out a month ago, and they said, "Hey, do you want to do a 6-month trip around the world for us, timed with the launch of the gum?" And I said, "Sure." So. So they sponsored me to do another trip.
And tell some of the folks some of the places that you went, because when you watch this movie, which is what, a couple, 3 minutes at the most?
Yeah, about 3.5 minutes.
Yeah. You literally cover the planet. Tell some of the folks where you went. I mean, I know you were in Antarctica, Norway, Rwanda.
Yeah, with the sponsorship money, I was able to get myself pretty much everywhere I've ever wanted to go. I got to Easter Island, I got to see Antarctica, all seven continents, really. There were 39 countries in total. Borneo, Japan and China, Namibia, Botswana, you name it.
So any great wisdom that you... Do you get that question a lot? What did you learn, Matt?
Well, you know, it's changed my relationship with stuff. I'm a lot more conscious about accumulating stuff and about what I need, you know, what I need to carry with me. So I guess I'm a little bit less material-minded. And I also, I guess maybe on a deeper level, I'm more conscious of the choices that we have, you know, that the choices we're presented with as our limited options of life aren't really the full extent of what we can choose to do with it.
Tell me about the reaction you've run into, because you have responses, and you can see it on YouTube, and people have been writing you and writing about you literally all over the world. And tell me about the responses. I know personally my response was, as I said before, I watched this thing And I got goosebumps. It was one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. The music is great, number one. Deep Forest, it's just beautiful. And then the remix for the second video. But and then I ran and got my wife. I said, Allison, you've got to see this thing on the internet. She said, no, not some other movie on the internet. I said, no, this is completely unique. You've never seen anything like this. And I guess it's kind of thing, some people get it or they don't. But tell me about some of the reaction you've been getting from people around the world.
Well, it is strange when I get emails from people in Italian and German and French, and I don't know if they think I'm multilingual or what, but I've been getting well over 100 emails a day. For a while, it was a few hundred emails a day, and it's just kind of bewildering. It's great. I'm amazed by people's reaction. Generally, they tell me, you know, they're inspired, and it just kind of brightened their day and reminded them of stuff that maybe they'd forgotten, which is fantastic.
Yeah, and the places that you were, some of those places are really breathtaking. I mean, the rock in Norway and wherever you were, was it Namibia up on the sand dune? How did you find some of these places?
Well, I didn't want to go to the postcard images so much. There's a few of those in there, but I was more interested in finding places that maybe people didn't know about that were equally fantastic. For example, the salt flats in Bolivia, that perfect sheet of water that's like a sheet of glass, and the deserts in Susavle, Namibia, and stuff like that. So I just did some research. A lot of people would send me pictures. They'd say, hey, you got to go to this place. And sometimes I'd say, yeah, I really do have to go to that place. But I just kind of kept a running log of places that I wanted to go.
And one of those places, of course, was Area 51, which I got a kick out of.
Right. Yeah, that was pretty fun. It was a little nerve-wracking because there's a line, and I'm standing next to the sign that says, if you cross this line, we are entitled to shoot you. So,
oh, welcome to America. I have to ask you about one, before we go to a quick break, I have to ask you about Guam, because you have all of these really breathtaking, beautiful places around the world, this incredible music, this quirky dance, and then you get to Guam, and you're dancing in front of a bunch of old cars.
Yeah, I get a lot of angry email from Guamanians. which, you know, they're on an island in the middle of nowhere, so it's kind of hard for them to get to me. So I feel a little safe in that. But we were there on the way to Palau and Chuuk. It's a necessary stopover, and I went there once before and just really wasn't a fan of it, and I got a lot of guff for that. So I decided to give it another try. We drove all over the island. We rented a car. My girlfriend and I were really trying to give it a chance, and there were just junk cars everywhere we looked. And finally I thought, well, let's just do that. And I thought it ended up kind of looking, it's kind of pretty in its own way.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking with Matt Harding of wherethehellismatt.com. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Charlottesville right now.
And I enjoyed it a lot, but I think part of the anxiety was realizing I just wasn't very good at it, and maybe somebody else would be better stepping in place of me. And you know, you sort of get to a point. I think a lot of people at the age I was at, mid 20s, you sort of get to a point where you've hit your stride, no pun intended, and you're going, and you're thinking, well, is this what I really want to do? Is this it? And I sort of stared down the barrel of that and said, well, no, I don't want to do this.
And you were, just for folks who don't know, you were working, developing game software, right?
Yeah, I was designing video games, and at the time I was working in Australia. I'd worked in Los Angeles for a few years, and then the company opened a branch office in Australia, and I begged to go there, and that was fantastic. So I was living in a great place and had an excellent job, yeah, I knew it involves staring at a computer screen for 12 hours a day, bottom line, and I knew that's not healthy. We've sort of gotten ourselves into a situation where pretty much everybody is working these jobs. You get pasty and fat, and you get old really fast. I don't want to do that.
Let me ask you, on your website, on the FAQ, you talk about your three favorite clips of in this montage, this incredible viral video, one of the most popular videos now out on the internet. And you say Kenya, Antarctica, and of course Rwanda. Let's start with Rwanda and say, why of course Rwanda?
Well, I mean, obviously just going to Rwanda is is laden. It's a lot's happened there recently, and you can't help but think of those things, especially when you're there. I had a friend who was working at a NGO there, getting cell phones out to remote villages, so they had a way of reaching the outside world. And it was not planned on the itinerary. I was actually in Laos on my way to Botswana, and decided I've got to get to Rwanda, and I have 2 days to get there. Believe me, getting from Laos to Rwanda without tickets purchased in advance is a trick. And I got there, and he called around, and I said, I just want to go to a place where there's going to be a lot of kids playing, which is, again, not hard to find. And we drove out into the hills, and these kids were there, and my friend George and I just walked into the village. I started dancing. There was no discussion. There was no planning. I just started dancing, and these kids immediately said, I want to be doing that too. And they all ran over, and pretty soon all the kids in the village were standing around me, and we were all dancing. And it was just, there's a kind of pure joy that is, you can find in places like Rwanda. It's really something special, and it's hard to find elsewhere.
Least favorite place that you visited? Would it be Italy, where you had your wallet stolen, or?
That's a tough question. Least favorite place. I had a tough time in Bangkok. I wasn't a big fan of the city. It's kind of, it has obviously some problems with prostitution and stuff like that. And yeah. I put it in the video, just tried to sort of make light of it. But when you're especially a young white guy walking through the streets of Bangkok, you get a lot of exposure to the problems the city has.
Yeah, I can imagine so. And I guess now you're just taking a break and relaxing after traveling around the world twice and making two movies about it.
I am loafing around.
What, any plans for anything? Do you get asked all the time, is there another movie in the works?
I get asked. I really don't know. I honestly can't give an answer on that. I'm pretty wiped for the time being as far as travel goes. I mean, 39 countries in 6 months was tough, and I just got back from it. But with the reception the video's had, you know, and I'd love to do it again at some point.
Well, I just want to, we got to go, but I just want to say personally, I want to thank you for the effort that you went to produce this for nothing other than the pure joy of making it. And you've made a lot of people happy, and I'm one of them. And when I'm feeling a little low, whether it's at work or home, I go to wherethehellismatt.com and watch this thing for the umpteenth million time, and I get a smile on my face. It really is a powerful little movie that you've made.
Thanks so much, Coy. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. That's Matt Harding of wherethehellismatt.com. Matt, thank you for spending a little bit of time with us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
There you go. That's Matt Harding. Been really looking forward to talking to him, and has created something quite beautiful. And for folks who haven't seen it, I urge you to check it out. The website is www.wherethehellismatt.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.